All right, and that was Moves by Suki Waterhouse, and I guess I've got some friends where we always, whenever we listen to that song, screenshot it on Spotify and then send it to each other. Not that I was listening on Spotify just then. But I need to get around to updating them, because it's just a darn good song. I actually got the opportunity last night to jam with some of my friends, and I was playing a little bit of percussion as we just slowly worked through that song, and it was really, really good moment. But I haven't even introduced myself yet. So this is Luke. You are listening to Elephant Loaf here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I am here this week without trainees. They had homework. And that's totally understandable because, quite frankly, I've got homework too. But we're going to take an hour. This is the first time that I've started Elephant Loaf totally alone, which is a weird moment. Longtime listeners will know that this is traditionally an interview show, and so we're floundering a little bit right now, but we might just have a guest come later, so stick around for that. In the meantime, I'm going to be playing some music that I really like. Some of it I will be playing off of a computer, and then I'd like to actually get into a little bit of vinyl later today. And so you'll have to bear with me because I'm not very practiced on the vinyl, but got a great show coming up. I'm really looking forward to it. I hope you are too. Here is Canary Islands by Goth Babe.
I'm waiting for you.
And hello, hello, hello. For whatever reason, my headphones aren't working right now, which is a wee bit disturbing, but I can see that I am, in fact, talking on air, which is making me feel a little bit better about how this show might be sounding right now. Yeah, so I've got a little bit of a treat for you, and by that I mean together you, the audience, and me, the DJ, are going to figure out what the rest of the show is going to look like. I know... Hopefully this works, and hopefully you did not just hear the atrocious mess that I just heard. We will come back to the music in just a second. I'm going to be working on turntables. I think I messed something up. We might have to email someone about that. But the show must go on, so Luke's going to learn how to do some turntables. Would things be easier if this is Someone New by Hozier.
Help me run.
Hello, 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 and welcome back. We are here now with a guest, with a wonderful guest who I was going to study with today, and now we're just hanging out. Emily, would you like to introduce yourself however you see fit?
Hi, I'm Emily. Good friends with Luke. Excited to be here today. Little impromptu hanging out in the studio.
Yeah, so far I have not had a show without a guest. Now
I'm glad to keep your streak running. Thank you. Live.
This was a very last minute situation. I really appreciate it. How's your day been going so far?
Today's been very funny. I was sitting outside on my porch this morning playing some guitar. That's not the funny part. The funny part is more, I feel like, very erratic today in a weird way. It was unexpected, but just like really like excited about everything and really overly enthusiastic. So when you asked me to be on your show, I was like, this kind of adds up perfectly for the kind of day I'm having in tone.
That's vibe. Incredible. Mm-hmm. Have there been other sort of surprising and awesome things? Did you just wake up on the right side of the bed? Like bring me there, you know?
It kind of started last night and I think it carried over to today.
Yeah.
Actually, you were at my house last night.
Yep.
Wow, this really fits in well.
I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. I started off the show with Moves by Suki Waterhouse, which is something that Daniela and I, former guest of the, no, not actually yet, potential future guest of the show, Daniela, and I were jamming on. You had taken a call from your mother and you were excited to be jamming with people and we were excited to be jamming with you. I was on the cajon, you were on the guitar, Danielle was on the keyboard. That was a wonderful moment.
Yeah, that's just how the vibe started getting really good from there.
Yeah.
Really been leaning into the guitar. For anyone interested, I've been learning for about 3.5-4 months now, so I'm pretty new. So it's still very thrilling to be able to jam with others. It's a new thing for me to be able to keep up. And change between chords is a new skill. So that was really fun. So I think it just set off a good tone. And then I woke up this morning and was like, let's keep it up. And I got the guitar back out by myself that time. But
incredible.
Awesome.
And so we'll play Dust in the Wind in a second. You have mentioned you've been working on that. Is that what you were playing this morning or was it something else? Or?
Yes, it was what I was playing this morning. I'm working on right now, the hardest part is there's a, for all the guitar players out there, you start with a C chord and you kind of have to go to this C plus pinky action, and that's something I've been working on. Pinky's not strong yet, so
yeah.
I was working all morning on that, so we'll see how it goes.
I can't even imagine with guitar. I tried to play ukulele for a while, and even that was more of like a space constraint issue where everything is so close together that my fingers felt like overcrowded. But sometimes you've got to reach with a pinky and that's really like hard.
It's tough. You know? I feel like I could be a rock climber after all this weird finger movement.
I bet they're very transferable skills.
Yeah, I think the forearm strength of a rock climber would make them really rockin' at the guitar.
Really? Rockin' all around, quite frankly. All
that
around.
Too.
Awesome. Let's play some Dust in the Wind and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more and we'll just see where it goes from there.
Close my eyes, only for a moment, and the moment in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
All we are is dust in the wind.
Dust in the wind.
Everything is dust in the wind.
Everything is dust in the wind. The
one more time.
All right, and we are back. And that was Work This Time by what, Emily?
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
That's awesome. I don't think I can pronounce that right off the dome.
You just got to practice a couple times. I think you got it.
I really should. you've got a little something to say about fresh fruit, right?
I do. I have a fun thing about fresh fruit for all of you to hear. Starts like this. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. It's a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WFMO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Killed it.
Thank you.
Killed it. WMFO, otherwise.
What did I say?
You rocked it. FMO?
Well. But
it's our new sister channel that you should check out on 95.1 FM. yeah. So,
almost got it.
This year, I realized that a fruit is just like a snack that's just ready to go, you know? And I don't want to piggyback on this announcement too much, but like, keep an apple in the house, you know?
They got a bad rap. You know, everyone's like, would rather have something more fun and tasty.
Yep.
But when you bite into that apple and you get that first crunch,
yeah,
it's pretty epic.
That's pretty tasty.
It's I'm just saying. Tasty and sweet.
Yeah. And sweet. And it, very satisfying texture, and it's just, ah.
Yeah, you might be onto something here.
I think that PSA is onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus the world of dried fruit, it's a whole different ballgame.
See, there's a whole nother PSA in there on dried fruit, and that's why I like specified when you're like, have you done the fresh fruit one? I was like, the fresh fruit one?
I'm going to have to check that out after the show.
Yeah, it's got this whole long list of fruit in there, and I like it because you say them as quickly as possible, you know, and just see if you can, yeah.
How many times have you been able to do it without mistakes?
I can try and find it right now if you want, and I can see if I can run it right now. I don't think I've made a mistake on it. I've maybe made, I'd give it like a 4-to-1 ratio, like four times no mistakes to one time with a mistake.
I'm going to hold you to that now. We've got to find
it. Yeah, yeah. All right. While you're looking, let's see. We had some questions. You also just said, let's ask some funny questions. Oh, and you found it already. All right.
Yeah, I'm great at looking for things.
That's a good quality.
Thanks.
Whole PSA or just the...
No, just name the fruits, please.
All right. Just name the fruits, please, Luke. Go.
Do the thing.
All right. Bippity boppity. Just my vocal warm-ups real quick.
Of course, of course.
Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blackberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber.
Wow. You got like a real melodic structure to that.
Thank you.
It's going fat. How many beats per minute would you say you could list that?
Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, dut. That's north of 60 for sure. I'd put that at like an 80 or an 100.
I was going to say somewhere between the 80s and 90s.
So yeah.
If anyone thinks they know, maybe they can drop that.
Yeah. Some people have perfect pitch. If you have perfect BPM, then please let us know.
Imagine that.
That would be wild.
It would be wild.
I don't know what you would use that for.
It's like an uncommon superpower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Percussion people, I'm sure we could call up one of our friends that actually knows how to play the drum set, and they'd be like, 82 beats per minute right there.
Yeah, but that'd also be such a show off.
That would be like, come on.
Yeah, so come I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a give and take there.
Yep. Let's see. We got questions. Ooh. This is one we haven't prepped for. Is that all right? It's just a weird hypothetical.
Okay.
Only the contents of your room, how long could you survive a zombie apocalypse? Keeping in mind, we can't narrate really gross things on air.
Okay. So as the lore goes between me and the zombie apocalypse.
Definitely. It's personal.
Yes. My good friend, his name's Dom, he likes to say that if the zombie apocalypse were to happen, I'd be the type of person who would lie down, find like a velvet curtain, lie down with some seltzer water, and just drink it until my...
Yeah. Until you met
until
your
until I
end.
Die.
Yeah.
And he's like, you wouldn't try to fight back. And at first I was insulted. I was like, I'd try to fight
back. I don't know if I agree with that for you.
But you know, sometimes I just have to be really honest with myself.
Yeah.
And I think I would survive the zombie apocalypse in my Somerville bedroom just as long as I would in anywhere. Because I would lie down, get some seltzer water.
Find a window curtain.
And just wait.
Wow.
Let it happen.
So... An internet personality that I really like, there's a clip of him going like, you don't know the monster you will become in a situation like that.
Oh.
You know? And I'm not totally on that side, but like, I think people would fight. I feel like in college, whenever I've asked this sort of question, I meet a lot of people that are like, oh, I'd give up. I'm not meant to survive. You know?
Well, I only say that because Dom really got in my head.
Yeah.
You know, one of my fatal flaws, I think, is that I always assume I'm really prepared to take someone down if need be.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, I'm really good at fighting.
Yeah.
But I took a Krav Maga class once, and I got really badly beat up.
Okay.
So that kind of ruined that theory.
So that's fair, but to restore your faith in your own ability to fight, A, I've never taken a Krav Maga class, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're better than me in that regard. And B, I've got a friend that's that got really into boxing in college. And he is a real fan of saying, like, in fighting classes, you learn how to fight within one style. If no holds were barred, if there were no rules, and if the objective was to survive or win at any cost, the classes wouldn't be as helpful.
True.
As, like, real-life experience.
When you raise the stakes, I think I'd be very more capable than I would be in this current state. Because I once... This is also from my bedroom.
Yeah.
I thought someone had broken into my house at 4 in the morning.
Definitely. First of all, we've all been there.
Right? Yeah. People don't... I don't know. I feel like people don't lock their doors as much as they should. Get worried about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, thought someone had broken in. So I immediately lifted up my entire dresser drawers and barricaded my bedroom door closed. And in the morning when I woke up with that adrenaline gone, I was not capable of moving the dresser back to where it normally goes.
Yeah.
So in that moment, I would have definitely defeated a zombie.
I mean, the fact that you lifted a dresser at 4 in the morning does give me some genuine fear of you.
You.
Yeah.
I think we should tell Dom about that.
Anytime. I think so too.
Change his perception of me a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm tougher than I seem.
I mean, you're thinking a year in the zombie apocalypse? You're thinking 2 years? You're thinking...
Oh, I feel like I've completely contradicted myself now.
Yeah. I'm trying to hype you up.
I'd say with the initial adrenaline, give me a week.
A week.
A week
okay.
of survival.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when that wears off, I'll just lay down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grab a nice polar seltzer.
Exactly. That's
find
exactly what I was thinking.
Velvet window curtain somewhere and just let it happen.
Like a Victorian child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you, on that note, have you heard that like hypothetical of like what from the modern day would just like send a Victorian child into shock?
Oh, it's just like a Taco Bell Crunchwrap.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be immediate death for the poor Victorian child.
like one sour neon gummy worm, you know?
Exactly. Even seeing a commercial for a sour gummy worm, I think might be enough to kill a Victorian child.
Yeah. Like watching Teen Titans until Cyborg says booyah. I think that would
it's an excellent
be it.
Question.
Yeah. Light up sneakers.
Would kill a Victorian child.
I think witnessing light up sneakers in action. I was at my cousin's wedding a week and a half ago-ish, and all of the bridesmaids had light-up sneakers on.
Are you kidding?
At the reception.
Is that part of their chosen outfit?
Unclear.
Oh! Oh. Oh, what about Heelys?
Heelys.
If we're talking about shoes.
Heelys could kill me. I don't know how to use them. I feel like I'd fall.
You know, kids have these new shoes that don't have straps. They don't have laces. They don't have Velcro.
Yep.
They have a twist on the side, like a little dial that tightens and loosens what would be the laces.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's very advanced.
That's strange.
I think seeing a contraption like that wouldn't kill a Victorian child, but would get them so enthused about what the future holds that they might not be able to handle it. Like, the technology of the future has come so far.
Yep.
Kind of like if they saw a toaster oven.
Yeah. Do you know the difference between a toaster oven and an air fryer and a toaster? Because I don't.
I know that toaster lives on the vertical axis of life.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Toaster oven
is
100% horizontal.
Yep. I like this.
Air fryer is a form of basket. So it gets its own category.
Whoa.
And it functions in its own realm.
And under this schema, it's almost more similar to like a fryer or like pasta that's been lowered into a boiling pot or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Like the common children's book story, Strega Nona, in her magic pasta pot.
Yeah, totally.
It's like that. So she makes uncontrollable amounts of pasta, actually. So the air fryer, often when I use it in my own home, it reminds me of this tale. And I remember the value in moderation.
Of course. Of course.
Only making so much pasta to feed the small Italian community in Strega Nona's life and nothing beyond.
Nothing more.
Because it ended up flooding the whole village in the wrong hands. When the magic pasta pot was in the wrong hands.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very wise of you, quite frankly.
Thank you. I like to use children's literature as my view on life. It really guides me.
As you should.
Thank you.
As you should.
Yeah.
I think, are reaching the end of our show. It just happened like that. We've got 5 minutes left. It's around this time that I need to tell you that you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Elephant Loaf here with special guest Emily.
I've had an awesome time. Thanks for listening to my silly rants, guys.
Dude, happy to be a part of them. We're going to play you out with some 764 Hero. We've got two different songs we could go with right now. Do you have any preference on which one?
Confetti Confessional.
Confetti Confessional. All right. Here you go. Check back in next week for more radio.